Hello. Welcome to the Straight Cheese No Lettuce Podcast Show. I'm your host slash chef, Alpha Insanity, but my real name is Matthew. Hi, if it's your first time, and welcome back if you're a returning guest. We got a short episode for you today. I'm running solo today, so it's going to be really short. I can't time it, but trust me, it's short. But I know I'm super late, almost a month into the new year, but Happy New Year, and I hope you're still on your New Year's resolutions, and if you stop, don't worry about it, you'll get back on it eventually. You know what, as I got older, I realized I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. I don't know why, but for some reason, I've seen more people set up New Year's resolutions only for them to give up halfway through the year. Not because of the fact it was hard, it's because of the fact that they put pressure on themselves to complete it. For me, I just try to be at least one day better than I was yesterday. And I think you can too. All it takes is just one simple change in mindset, your demeanor, and your approach to a problem. That's all. No worries. But for those who kind of fell off the New Year's resolutions, don't worry. You'll get back on eventually, but what I want to do is give you a little bit of advice, especially from an old man like me, is don't think of it as like a full year challenge. Take small bits. Don't look at it as like, I need to change everything within a year. Set yourself up with some big, like, you know, grace periods. I told myself I was going to get back into doing this show, and I started actually taking steps to plan that. I've developed a schedule, I develop plans, I develop like tactics, and you know, like task lists and everything. I'm still new to this, but I'm going to keep pushing forward as much as I can. I'm not going to overexert myself, I'm not going to like drive myself rabid, none of that. I'm going to focus on keeping the show clean and keep it proper. That doesn't mean there's not going to be some, you know, fucked up shit some here and there. But I'm going to try to be as consistent as possible. With that being said, for the state of the show, a couple people keep asking me, what's the theme to the show? And the theme is, there is no theme for real. I'm pretty much just going what I want to talk about. Or depending on who I bring onto the show, what we can talk about as a, you know, back and forth kind of thing. I do want to have interviews, just like I did with my sister and my cousin on the last episode. Shout out to them for being on the show. I appreciate them both for being on the show. But that's pretty much what Straight Cheese is going to be about. If I'm by myself, I'm just going to think about, you know, current topics or topics that interest me. But if I have a guest on, I have pretty much a solid foundation and pretty much a checklist of what I want to talk about. Usually a key points. I do not want to talk about their personal life unless they want to, but I want to keep this on a professional up and up. And from that saying, I also have an idea for a time limit. I kind of want to keep it, if I run solo, basically 25 to 30 minutes by myself. If I'm with a person, whether it's 2, 3, 4, maximum 5, I probably do no more than probably 1 hour 45, maybe 2 hours, depending on the topic at hand. And what I mean by different topics, I mean I want different people with different viewpoints, especially if they're very, very like 180 to mine. I don't mind a discussion, but as long as it's respectful, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about, or we can talk about anything. And what I mean by profession, I don't give a damn what you do for a job. I don't care if you're a politician, you're a preacher, you can be a porn star, an OF girl, same thing, I know. Or heck, you can walk the streets at night for all I care. If you got a story you want to talk about, or you want to discuss something on the show, please drop me a line at on my social media platforms and we can arrange something. But other than that, I really don't have a theme for this show. Speaking of a show, I might well let it be known that I am thinking about doing a different show that's a little bit more explicit. I don't have a name yet for it, but I want it to be more adult theme. You know, like talk about topics that, you know, that we can't have kids around. Like, this show is going to probably be a little bit more for like teens and young adults and all stuff, like, you know, TV-14 kind of stature. Yes, it's going to be cussing because I don't care, but I'm going to try to keep it more professional. That show that I am working on right now is going to be more, you know, adult theme, more adult appropriate and all stuff. We can talk about topics that are a little bit more risque and a little bit more controversial in some opinions. And for that one, that's going to be my passion project. In other words, you're not going to hear the second show probably on your way to church or something. Or your way to a AA meeting, if that's the case. But it's not, there's nothing set to stone yet. I do have an idea for a name, though. I do have a couple. One of them is A Shade of Black. Another name for it could be the VIP Experience. And the last one, I actually heard from a friend of mine, and I laughed my ass off when I heard it called The Sweet Release. When she told me that, I busted out laughing so hard when I thought about that, when I heard that, because it sounds catchy. I mean, can you think about it? Oh, what you listening to? Oh, I just listened to some Sweet Release. And then people were like, what? Yeah, so that's the three names I'm thinking. That's on my to-do list. But like I said, that show may not be around till probably April, May at the earliest, maybe July at the latest, or August. But for the show, this show, Straight Cheese and Lettuce, I've decided to try to, not sticking to it, to do 2 episodes a month. Maybe I'm definitely doing 1 a month, but I'm trying to aim for 2. Keep it simple, keep it short, have it a week in between to do editing, you know, proofreading, you know, make sure everything's clear and everything. Because as much as that is surprising me, I'm doing this pretty much by myself. I do have friends that help me. Shout out to my friend D Mobius, and shout out to all my other friends who are helping me. Like, you know, my friend Justice. I use nicknames because I like nicknames. But shout out to my friend Darren. Shout out to my friend Justin, and everyone else who likes to give me like feedback, whether it's positive, whether it's criticism or whatever. And like, I appreciate it all, and I truly do. And it's only with that I'm going to get better. Now, me going solo, that's going to be a challenge for myself because, as you can tell, I'm flubbing over my words still, even in fact it's the 10th or 11th episode. But speaking is not normal for me. I'm more of a action speak a lot of than words kind of guy. But sometimes actions don't get noticed, so you have to use your words. So I'm going to try to have develop more into a speaking like radio voice. You might hear my voice change, but it's because of the fact that I'm looking at YouTube videos on how to have a proper voice for you, like audio, not like ASMR. When I speak in a very calm voice like this, I'm not trying to make you go to sleep. I want you to hear me, and I want to sound proper, and I want you to hear me from afar. But I'm not going to scream either. But that's pretty much what I've been doing for the last couple of days. Thinking of a new show, setting time limits, you know, setting rules and everything else. As far as guests so far, as of right now, I have on the map, on the agenda, probably 2 or 3 right now. Nothing set in stone, and we'll go from there. But what's some things I want to talk about? Oh, since we're a month into the new year, I just want to ask. I don't care who you vote for, but if your person won the election, congratulations. I'm so happy for you, but the job's not done yet. You have to hold your party or your president or our president accountable for any actions he do. And so far, he ain't impressed me so far. And so far, some of the people who I've talked to who actually, you know, voted for him are starting to regret their decision now. It's too late. He's in office. All you can do now is just watch what he does and hold him accountable. Him and his party and the, you know, Senate and the House and everything. If you have a problem, call your congressman and let your voice be heard. For those who voted for Kamala, I know she didn't win. It's a bitter pill to swallow, but there's no, but hope is not all loss. Even though the fact that the person we needed to win didn't win, again, I will go ahead and say right now, I voted for Kamala. I don't hate Trump as a person. Yes, I know what a lot of people talk about him, but he just doesn't. He never fit as a politician. Like, he was never like really wanted the job. To me, at least. To me, he was just like, I bet I can run for president, and then he won, saw all the shit he can do, and then all the people that he can influence, then he lost it, then he won it back. But like I said before, all hope is not lost. We have to keep fighting. We have to keep getting our voices heard. We have to keep, like, acknowledging things when he hits his mistakes and acknowledge the things he did right. Because if you focus only on the bad things, you're going to let the good things die out in the darkness, basically. Just keep hope alive and keep pushing and keep speaking your word. And eventually the truth, and eventually. And eventually, the justice and the truth will come out and will save the day. I know I sound optimistic, but I have hope and I have trust in our political system, even if I guess a little bit corrupted. But I still believe the fact there are some good out there, and a little good can wipe away a whole mess of bad, in my opinion, at least. Yes, I know I sound boring right now, but that's what happens when you talk about politics, basically. So, well, in fact, for those who don't know, my birthday actually was a couple weeks ago, well, several weeks ago, and right now I'm a steady 36. And let me tell you something, being 36 is a monumental thing. But it's also kind of weird looking back and be like, you look stuff back at stuff when you're like 26 and 16, and you're like, I actually like some of those things. The older I get, the more I realize the fact I actually like my peace. I'm so used to being by myself, and I'm so used to my peace and quiet that the idea of being around people actually doesn't upset me or bother me. It's just that it's so draining, for freaking sake. Like, I don't know how couples do it. Well, I kind of figure how they do it, but like, when I go somewhere and I hang out with good friends, hang out with my friends and all that stuff, I'm usually like drained after like 2 hours. Like, emotionally, like physically and mentally drained after 2 hours, and I have to like leave. Then after like 15 minutes or 30 minutes, I get recharged and come back. But as I get older, I realize the fact that I just want to stay home. Play Xbox, maybe watch a couple movies, and then just enjoy and just drink the night away. And when I mean drink the night away, I mean like either Sunny D or Hawaiian Punch. I don't really drink like I used to anymore. The other thing I realized, the fact that me getting older, my hobbies are starting to change, as they are, but I didn't think I would pick up some things. Like, I actually like watching the History Channel now. I like watching the History Channel, and I like watching what do they call it? I can't think. Like, vlogging in like cool exotic places and stuff like that. Like, back when I was in my 20s, I didn't even like want to watch the History Channel, but now, especially if it's something about ancient Rome and ancient Greece, stuff like that. I think I got that from my dad. By the way, hi Dad. Because my dad, growing up, my dad watched the History Channel all the time, and he would watch World War I, World War II, I think even the Civil War, but anything on the History Channel. Like, he'll leave it on the History Channel. If it ain't the Dallas Cowboys, it's the History Channel, basically. Or sports in general, basically. But I think I got it from him, but that's what I like to look at most of the time. Let's see. I really don't have much to say right now. I just wanted to get on my show and like mention some things. Like I said, I got a couple episodes on the way, and they're not set. Like I said, they're not set in stone. I do want to talk about. I will might as well give you an idea. I do want to do an episode on black cosplayers and their experience in the cosplay community. I do want to do a wrestling episode with a couple of my friends because I'm a big wrestling fan. And at the time of this recording, the Royal Rumbles is Sunday, and I'm going to be hanging out with some friends to watch it. And maybe I'll do a react after the Rumbles episode on top of the wrestling episode. On top of the wrestling episode. I do want to do one about the music industry. I do want to do an episode on teaching. And I do want to do one on another episode on investments, you know, banking, budgeting, all that stuff. And like, how can we, like, as a society, not just black people, but just society as a whole, can we overcome our financial burdens? And that's like the couple ideas that got in the way. Yeah, like I said, this one is not going to be a long episode, my friends, but I just wanted to get on here, you know, share my thoughts on some things. But yeah, you know, it's just lonely. It's just, you know, a quiet night in the restaurant. Not lonely. I don't know why I said lonely. It's just a quiet night in the restaurant, you know. And when you're alone, when you're by yourself, you tend to your thoughts. And I just want you to hear them, though. And with that being said, like I said, I'm going ahead and just, you know, go ahead and close up the restaurant right now. Yeah, I know it was a short episode, but actually, you know what? Let me hold off on closing the shop on the store right now. Because let me tell you something. When I did this, when I came up with the idea for the show, the one thing I know for certain, and I already talked about this, is the reason why I do 30 minutes, 25 minutes minimum, 30 minutes maximum by myself, and no more than probably an hour 45 with my friends. As much as I like podcasts, and I do listen to at least one or two or three, at least two, three of them, I listen to a financial podcast called by a guy named Caleb Hammer, and the other ones, I listen to a podcast called That's Offensive, and the other one is Wrestle Talk, because again, I'm a big wrestling fan. But they go on for hours. Like, I know at least most of them go at least about 2 to 2.5 hours. And to me, even on the fact I listen to them in my on my phone while I'm on break or on a drive, 2 hours and a half, 2.5 hours is way too fucking long to talk to someone on a show. Even if you have something interesting to say. And yes, I know a podcast, like, you just want to, like, sit down and you just want to kick it. It's basically supposed to be a chill kind of thing. But again, that's why I'm doing the other episode, the other show. That's going to be more laid back, but still, people got shit to do, you know? Like, hey, you want to sit down and listen to it, but people ain't got 2 or 3 hours to listen to. I don't know how Joe Rogan does it. I don't know how most of these podcast people do it. Even when they have someone interesting to talk to, I'm like, yo, you can't just, like, you know, do an hour at least. I mean, people got shit to do, man. They can't just sit there and listen to you. And I'm one of those kind of people that when I listen to a podcast, I want to listen to it and, you know, give some of my undivided attention to it so I can hear and, like, hear some nuggets of truth and, you know, wisdom and stuff like that. So when I hear a show, when I hear one of my podcasts and I go on there and I see the time is like 2 hours and like 55 minutes or something like that, I will still listen to it, but I know for a minute it's going to take me about at least two or at least two sit-throughs to listen to it all the way through. That's because, I mean, just get to the point sometimes. I get why some people want to, like, talk for, like, hours on end, but, you know, so people got places to go and things to do. And the, because someone asked me one time, so, like, why your episode's so short? Because it only goes, like, 45 minutes. I'm like, I planned that. So if you're listening and you want to be on the show, just know that the fact that if you're going to be on the show, it's going to probably be, like, maximum 45 minutes to an hour. I know you probably got things to do. I know I got things to do. And so we're in, we're out, and we're done. We're like a riddle, like a literally like a restaurant. You come in, you sit down, you order your food comes, you eat, you might get dessert, and then you're out, pay the check, and then you're out, and then you dip. And that's pretty much it. Anyway. Now we're closing up shop. Again, thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. I know it's very short, but like I said, you come in, you sit down, you eat, get your food, and you're out. I know you got places to be, so do I. But as I close up shop, I just want to say, hey, enjoy your life and enjoy the people around you. And also, I leave, make sure you stay safe out there. Take one shot of vodka a week, get some sleep, read a chapter a day in your favorite book, and be nice to people. Because one small act of kindness can change someone's whole perspective for that day. You can catch this show on, Spotify and other streaming audio services out there. And once again, thank you for taking the time to listen to this. And until the next time, stay cheesy.